The 8th Asian International Congress on AIDS in Asia and the Pacific is currently underway in the Sri Lankan capital, Colombo. More than 2,000 government, health, special interest and community workers have converged to discuss their initiatives in halting the spread of HIV/AIDS in the region. In a slight change from previous conventions, which centred on the traditional areas of government responsibility and funding, this year's discussion is pushing for stronger community leadership and a stronger voice for community groups. The Director of Field Operations for the Global Health and Underserved Populations Research Team at Georgetown University, Vince Chrysostomo, says community involvement is vital in the region.
The piece with Asia and the Pacific is that even though it's low prevalence, you're talking about countries that have huge populations, so you're actually talking about pretty high numbers of people that are infected. Other issues is, you know, basically increased access to quality treatment, care, prevention, and support. And that's part of the Universal Access Initiative, and that's why there's such a push to get civil society involvement happening right now.
The problems with government and conference initiatives previously has been that it has been a top-down approach, where politicians know best and communities have had to take their lead. Mr. Chrysostomo says the community focus of this AIDS conference is bringing smaller grassroots initiatives into the fold.
I think they've tried. I mean, UNAIDS their supporting programs have made great efforts to make sure that there's a strong community presence. I know that there's about 2,000 people, and I would think at least half of that has to be community or grassroots, from the grassroots, or civil society.
Before the beginning of the conference, youth groups concerned with HIV/AIDS welfare have been meeting to set their agenda for the more political meetings during the conference. Nurani Mutalif is the Youth Forum Coordinator in Colombo and says the community focus of the Congress has let youth speakers influence many of the discussions.
Basically, we have made sure that there is a youth speaker speaking at a plenary, so that we can always make sure that the voice of the youth is being heard at every possible level, because there will be politicians and different political leadership attending the plenaries, and so on and so forth. So, the youth committee has made sure that the ICAP will have and carry a voice, the voice of the youth.
He says the issues facing youth and HIV/AIDS in the region are universal, but there are specific Asia-Pacific problems that must be addressed.
The youth in this region are facing, most of the problems they are facing are similar to other regions as well. But in specific, the hardest issue which they have to tackle is mostly the religion and the cultural barriers, because most of them do not give an opportunity to the youth to come forward, speak in open, and basically to advocate and lobby for their issues.
We hear a lot about leadership and we hear a lot about partnership, and words like that are often thrown around in congresses such as this. But we're here and we're saying we've actually already started up and running fantastic programs, peer-based programs. We are young leaders in our community. We do want to partner with the agencies that say that youth is a priority on their agenda. So, our hands are out looking for those partnerships. But we need other people to come and meet us at the table as well.
Alicia Ross of Australia's Youth Empowerment Against AIDS Group met with more than 100 members of parliament from 51 countries in a pre-Congress workshop. She says youth and community groups will continue to push for more influence in policy decisions during the Congress, but has seen it fail before.
As the years go by, I see more young people attending and more young people sharing experiences and best practices of the great work they do on the ground in their countries. And I also see more and more leaders in sessions mentioning, you know, the importance of supporting young people and providing them with the resources and the skills and the support and the empowerment, etc., you know, all the things they need. And so for me it begs the question of asking some of the leaders and other delegates here, you know, when you stand up and say how important it is that young people respond to this, that they take charge, that they run programs, that they have support, why is it that at the other end we're not actually seeing that translated into action?